USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Idalia has now reached hurricane status. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 1 storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour as it makes its way toward Florida. Forecasters expect Idalia to continue gaining strength, intensifying into an extremely dangerous major hurricane before it makes landfall tomorrow. Former President Trump will be arraigned in his Georgia election interference case next week.
The Obama-appointed judge Monday scheduled the trial to start March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump's facing three other criminal cases. One of them, the New York State case involving his alleged hush money payments to a porn actress, is also scheduled to start in March. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden is said to be focused on issues impacting Americans, even as House Republicans plot an impeachment inquiry for him. Speaking in a White House press briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden is working on addressing the Jacksonville shooting over the weekend and the hurricane potentially about to hit Florida, as well as the Maui wildfires and education post-COVID.
That's going to be his focus instead of, you know, more baseless political stunts.
Most of the Earth experiencing the effects of climate change this summer. That's according to Marshall Shepard, the director of atmospheric sciences for the University of Georgia. He tells the Augusta Chronicle that at least 81% of the world's population was exposed to at least one day of heat, made at least three times more intense because of climate change. Shepard says this puts more people at risk for heat-related illnesses or even death, as many populations aren't equipped to deal with such high temperatures. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Elton John recovering after a fall at his home in France. Representatives for the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer say he was taken to the hospital as a precautionary measure, but was discharged yesterday and is back home. The 76-year-old was treated for minor injuries. The University of Southern California providing a positive update on the son of Los Angeles Lakers superstar LeBron James. Trojans head coach Andy Enfield said yesterday that Bronny James is doing well and attending classes after suffering cardiac arrest during a workout last month. The 18-year-old James is expected to make a full recovery. Ask Alexa or Siri about the weather. But if you want to save someone's life, call 911 for that.
A study released on Monday reveals that voice assistants frequently struggle when asked about CPR procedures. The research involved posing 8 questions to the assistants, simulating the questions a bystander might make during a cardiac arrest crisis. Most of the responses were, I don't know that one, or, sorry, I don't understand. Surprisingly, out of the 32 responses, only 9 recommended calling 911. Some voice assistants directed users to online resources explaining CPR techniques, but only 12% of the 32 responses provided clear verbal instructions. I'm John Schaefer.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
Got this event. Hey, Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.